Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Thursday, March 4th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. Los Angeles County has confirmed its first case of a Brazilian coronavirus variant, and another variant first discovered in New York has been detected here in Southern California. The New York variant has been spreading rapidly on the East Coast and is believed to be more contagious and possibly more resistant to current vaccines. Governor Newsom announced that discovery while visiting a Long Beach vaccination center. He also noted some good news, though, that the state's test positivity rate has dropped to a little over 2%. That is among the lowest in the nation. Grocery workers in the city of L.A. are set to receive a temporary pay raise thanks to a city council vote yesterday. KPCC's David Wagner has been following the progress of the city's hero pay ordinance.
The council cast its final vote to approve $5 in extra hourly pay for workers at large grocery and drugstore chains during the pandemic. As expected, the measure passed easily by a vote of 14-1. Proponents argued that workers deserve hazard pay for taking great personal risks during the pandemic and that companies earning record profits can afford to pay it. Similar laws are already on the books in Long Beach, West Hollywood, and unincorporated parts of LA County. The California Grocers Association has challenged those laws in court. It says the wage hike will lead to higher food prices and store closures, but won't make workers any safer. The $5 per hour pay bump is set to last for 4 months. Covering the economy, I'm David Wagner.
The state's new COVID-19 relief package includes $600 direct payments to nearly 6 million low-income Californians. You are eligible for it if you earn less than $30,000 a year or if you qualify for certain public assistance programs such as CalWORKs. H.D. Palmer with the California Department of Finance says the payments are also available to workers without legal status who file their income tax returns under an individual taxpayer identification number or ITIN because they don't have Social Security numbers.
The aid that was provided through the first two federal relief bills did not flow to those individuals. So the governor and the legislature believed it was important that these tax-paying people who live in California need to be part of this relief package as well.
But Daniela Urban with the Center for Workers' Rights says the state's Employment Development Department, EDD, is still having problems administering funds from the federal relief programs.
And now we're facing additional negotiations in Congress for more extensions of those benefits, while EDD is still facing challenges simply rolling out the extensions that were provided in December.
When was the last time you sat in Dodger Stadium to root for the home team? KPCC's superfan Nick Roman says there is a chance that at least some spectators will be back on the stands on opening day.
Boy, I love that song. All local baseball fans haven't heard it at Dodger Stadium since October of 2019. Thanks, pandemic. But Governor Gavin Newsom says the big league baseball bosses are talking with local health officials about letting some fans in when the season starts in April. If it happens, LA County Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer says it won't be the fan experience you're used to.
Optimal distancing and no possibility that there would be crowding at all. Concession stands, for example, would remain closed, keeping people with their face coverings on.
But it all depends on whether we vaccinate a lot more people and whether coronavirus case counts keep falling, because if they don't,
that means it would be really highly unlikely that that could happen.
The Dodgers play their first regular season game at Dodger Stadium on April 9th. For KPCC, I'm Nick Roman.
Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Suzanne Whatley. Find more news at LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. one lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win, and the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.